We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Today is the day we find out exactly how Gabby Petito died. We will hear from the coroner in Wyoming who did the autopsy. This, as her fiancé is still nowhere to be found. Let's get an update from 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Chuck.
The cause of Gabby Petito's death and the date she died, of course, will be crucial to the FBI's investigation, and we should learn that today as these final autopsy results unveiled by the Teton County, Wyoming coroner. That would be Brent Blue. He'll do that when he meets the media in a Zoom conference this afternoon. Preliminary autopsy in the days after Gabby's body was found, September 19th in Wyoming, leading to the determination that this was a homicide. Now, it was 4 weeks ago today that 23-year-old Brian Laundrie left his parents' home in Florida. Roberta and Chris Laundrie reporting that their son was missing 3 days later. Laundrie still has not been found. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
Mayor de Blasio's Open Streets program is just more than a year old, but the street safety advocacy group Transportation Alternative says it's been, in their words, mostly abandoned. Designed to provide more outdoor space for social distancing, it got some pretty good reviews in a lot of neighborhoods, but Transportation Alternative says its survey finds 54% of the 274 street segments listed as closed to traffic for parts of the day don't have barriers to keep cars from going through. The report also found inequalities, especially in the Bronx, where they say enforcement has been lax. And all this as traffic deaths and congestion increase. A DOT spokesman, Seth Stein, says the Open Streets program was an emergency response to the pandemic. It has not yet been made permanent. We have reached out here at 1010 Winds to City Hall to get more of a response. Well, we hear the stories every day. Increased violence around the city. Police Commissioner Dermot Shea spoke with our Susan Richard about how to deal with this spike.
From the rise in shootings in the Bronx to subway pushings to muggings in Times Square, NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says his agency is working on it, but cannot do it alone.
We have to make some small common sense fixes to some of these laws that will go a long way to improving public safety.
Specifically, bail reform, which went into effect right before COVID. He pointed to the man accused of pushing down and killing a New Jersey nurse in Times Square who was released without bail a month earlier.
When you dissect these incidents, as we do each and every one, you see the opportunities to step in, whether it's to treat the mental illness or to incapacitate people and put them in jail.
Shea says judges need more discretion to set bail or order treatment. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
Just one more Jersey-focused hearing on New York City's congestion pricing plan that would charge a toll to drive into Manhattan below 60th Street. Tonight's virtual session from 6 to 8 differs a bit from two earlier hearings. MTA officials are hoping minority populations, the working poor, and members of other disadvantaged communities will come and say their piece. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer has never been shy about giving his opinion.
What I would say to the mayor, Mayor de Blasio, I don't understand this. At a time when you're literally doing everything you can to get people who work in Jersey, who work in New York normally and come from Jersey, you want them to come back, right, after the height of COVID, back to New York City to work, to help, right, to everyone from dry cleaners to our restaurants. Why would you actually now hit them with this new $22 a day potential tax? Why would you start whacking people with this new congestion tax?
The meeting is on Zoom and YouTube and will be live streamed by the MTA. You can also leave comments at the MTA website. Revenue from the new toll, estimated at about $1 billion a year, would go toward refurbishing the subway and bus system. The first New Jersey gubernatorial debate on September 28th was a contentious one. We'll see if that is repeated tonight in the second and final face-off between incumbent Democrat Phil Murphy and his Republican challenger, Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli. There's been no new poll during the time between the prior two polls showed Murphy with leads up to 14 points. Voting by mail has already begun in the state. Tonight's debate, 8 o'clock, Rowan University. When the winds from the east and the suns from the west. Opened, closed, and now Aladdin is reopening again tonight. The Broadway show came back to life late last month, only to close again because of breakthrough COVID cases. Epidemiologist Dr. Blythe Addison is working with the Disney Theatrical Productions, and she came out with a statement saying those cases were linked to one particular positive case. She says they have now started daily testing. The Adams Street Library has opened in Dumbo. It is the 60th branch of the Brooklyn Public Library and the first built since 1983. The new space is on the ground floor of a former factory building. Among its offerings, more than 6,000 square feet for books, computers, a kids' library with a storytime amphitheater, and a community room.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.